Bobby stared at his mother in silent shock. She didn't see the stare. She was still looking at Ted, her swollen eyes fixed on him intently. If, on the other hand, I came back and you're gone, bag and baggage, I won't have to call anyone or say anything. Tout fini. I'll go with you, Bobby thought at Ted. I don't care about the low men. I'd rather have 1,000 low men in yellow coats looking for me, 1,000,000, than have to live with her anymore. I hate her. Well, Liz asked. It's a deal. I'll be gone in an hour, probably less. No, Bobby cried. When he'd awakened this morning, he had been resigned to Ted's going, sad but resigned. No, it hurt all over again, worse than before even. No! Be quiet, his mother said, still not looking at him. It's the only way, Bobby, you know that. Ted looked up at Liz. Take care of Carol, I'll talk to Bobby. You're in no position to give orders, Liz said. But she went. As she crossed to the bathroom, Bobby saw she was limping. A heel had broken off one of her shoes, but he didn't think that was the only reason she couldn't walk right. She knocked briefly on the bathroom door and then, without waiting for a response, slipped inside. Bobby ran across the room, but when he tried to put his arms around Ted, the old man took his hands, squeezed them once briefly, and then put them against Bobby's chest and let go. Take me with you, Bobby said fiercely. I'll help you look for them. 2 sets of eyes are better than 1. Take me with you. I can't do that, but you can come with me as far as the kitchen, Bobby. Carol isn't the only one who needs to do some cleaning up. Ted rose from the chair and swayed on his feet for a moment. Bobby reached out to steady him, and Ted once more pushed his hand gently but firmly away. It hurt. Not as much as his mother's failure to help him up, or even look at him, after she had thrown him against the wall, but enough. He walked with Ted to the kitchen, not touching him, but close enough to grab him if he fell. Ted didn't fall. He looked at the hazy reflections of himself in the window over the sink, sighed, then turned on the water. He wet the dishcloth and began to wipe the blood off his cheek, checking his window reflection every now and then for reference. Your mother needs you more now than she ever has before, he said. She needs someone she can trust. She doesn't trust me. I don't think she even likes me. Ted's mouth tightened, and Bobby understood he had struck upon some truth Ted had seen in his mother's mind. Bobby knew she didn't like him. He knew that. So why were the tears threatening again?